let's take a look now at Tesla's great week on Wall Street. Shares of Tesla finally seem to be coming down today after a wild 36% jump over the last 2 days that seemed to vindicate the Tesla bulls, who always said Elon Musk could do it. Well, now the bears, who said it was a bubble, are perhaps having their moment, citing concerns about demand and the new coronavirus potentially shutting down Tesla's new Shanghai factory longer than it already has. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Good day.
And we know that Tesla's stock mania got started after Tesla had a strong quarter four earnings report last week. Tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, on top of a profit and topping Wall Street forecasts, however much stock you want to put into that, you finally have a company with a world-disrupting technology that is executing. It's no longer in the theoretical. So it's delivering not just the Model 3 sedan as planned, but everyone is now excited for the crossover and the China plans. I think, Robin, if you look at all the car ads you saw during the Super Bowl, none of the legacy automakers who was there touting their electric technology is on par with Tesla in terms of range or supply chain. But there's this growing idea that the global auto industry, which is hundreds of billions of dollars strong, is on the verge of a mass electrification.
Okay. Well, the stock, we should say, for Tesla is correcting a bit today, but it's been on the rise for a few months now. The stock price for 2019 was flat, around $300 a share. You hit October, it takes off, triples to $900 a share in just 4 months. Explain this, because first of all, there are people who have not been following this who are thinking, wait a minute, I thought the concerns were there weren't enough charging stations and Teslas were way too expensive. But then, you know, even a year ago, Tesla wasn't hitting delivery numbers. Musk was sleeping on the floor, remember, because he wanted to suffer more than his employees. So what's changed?
Not only that, he had his brush with the SEC. He tends to over-reveal, overshare on Twitter.
Right.
And because of those many questions in the stories and the many things that go wrong, and this is where it gets paradoxical, you had intense interest from Wall Street bears, these short sellers. They bet that the stock will fall. But the way that's done is the instant the story takes a turn, they quickly have to reconsider if their bearishness was wrong. And the longer they hold on as the stock goes up, the more money they lose. So this is why you sometimes see a rush to cover these short positions, a frenzy, if you will, to buy the stock. And that's been so much of what we've been seeing over the past 2 weeks. This week's unprecedented whiplashing volatility in the shares. You typically don't see that with a company of that size adding and losing $15, $20 billion of market cap every day.
Well, and now as the stock has kind of settled today, you have the naysayers coming forward again as this pendulum swings. And they say, yes, Tesla's valued more than Volkswagen, but Volkswagen delivered 30 times as many cars in 2019. And you just said that the industry is, you know, going electric. What happens to Tesla when everybody else does it and they have more volume?
Well, let me cite some stats I saw in the Wall Street Journal. Tesla is expected to sell 500,000 cars next year. That's no doubt fabulous. Its market cap, which was clocked yesterday at $170 billion, is more than $50 billion higher than GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler combined, conglomerates that sell a combined 17 million cars a year. Fine, but what if oil prices keep falling? How much will you be interested in electric vehicles if gasoline is again at $1.50 or $1.25 a gallon? How much are you going to be interested if something were to, God forbid, happen to Elon Musk and he wasn't in the picture? Those things are omnipresent concerns, and so far he's been executing past them.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.